you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, happy, happy, happy Thursday night. Deuce Mason, Morgan, Reagan, yes, live. NBA schedule is out. One of my favorite days of the year.
He's not kidding.
We're going to hang out, talk about the schedule, have some fun. How are you doing, Morgan?
Not as good as you.
What do you mean?
I think I take more joy in your passion and appreciation for a schedule release. I mean,
I'll explain on the pod.
Oh, well, please. I didn't know we weren't on the pod.
No, this is the pre-show. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Thanks so much for being with us tonight as we hang out. It feels so good to be live with you. Is that good?
Was it a parody? What was that?
It feels so good to be loved by you, right? Is that what?
That was.
It feels so good to be live with you.
Hey, baby.
No.
So, again, another thing that we all love about Deuce.
Yeah.
He's terrible when it comes to humming a song and or trying to like sing a song. Look, it feels to be loved by you. You have
thing.
To like how good it is to be live with you.
No one watching or listening later was going, oh, that didn't sound right. They knew what I was doing.
Oh, they are.
they knew what I was doing.
I'm clipping that shit and they're going to be like, what? Oh, what?
Enough of this. Let's start the show.
Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know.
Hey, welcome into a special edition of the Deuce and Mo podcast. We are live recording this on a Thursday night. The NBA schedule is officially out. One of my favorite days of the year. Morgan's like,
what does that even mean?
It's just,
I mean,
it doesn't really matter, does it? Does it? And you're not the only one out
I'm
there.
Not, but also, I'm not negative about it. I'm like, I'm excited for it. Just means we're that much closer this season. But like, every time we, every year we do this podcast, every year in one format or another, whether it's a clip, whether it's live, and we're going live tonight. And you're always like, what? I sent you the schedule. What are you most excited about, Morgan? What game, what matchup, what time period are you most excited about? And I'm like, I'm trying to survive until the new year. And then once I get to the new year through March, I mean, there's just, it never feels like there's any day off, but your adrenaline is just going because you're excited about everything and you're nonstop. So like, it all just blends together.
I understand all of that. I think the example I've used probably in the past, but I used it on someone on social media today, is like, remember getting your school schedule like in high school? The excitement. Oh, yeah. I mean, you knew you were going to have English and math and history. You knew the subjects. But you didn't know like what period you had. You didn't know what teacher you had. It's still school. It's still, these are still games. You're going to play all these teams, but just knowing there's some excitement about, ooh, what lies ahead? Imagine going, God, dude, first period history? You would hate that. That is like the equivalent of like a 7-game road trip or something like that. Right. But at the end of the day, they're just games. They're just classes. You're going to take them anyway.
I guess last season when it felt like the Kings, was that last season? I think when the Kings were playing only the Golden State Warriors in the first like 3 months of the season, that was last season.
Yes.
Yes. And see, it all blends. And I remember being like, okay, ready for a new team. But even when the schedule came out, I was like, oh, good. We can also like get that out of the way. It's like you're eating your vegetables and then you're saving the best for last, right?
Sure. Whatever example you want to use. Were you trying to one-up my example of school schedules? Because that's what it felt like. It felt like you're trying to one-up me.
It made more sense for me. And I don't know why, because I love vegetables.
I think the other thing that makes this, at least the last few years, is, look, it happens in Sacramento, happens in every market. A few reporters get their hands on the schedule. Maybe they don't have all the games. Maybe they do. And they start sprinkling them out. I feel like this year, more than ever, we had about 67% of the schedule before it was announced. And I think some fans are like, it's just the schedule. Can you just give it to me? Why do you have to put it in bits and pieces? I just want the whole thing. And I understand that aspect of it, too.
But I think, just to be nice to the people that like leak out some games or what road trips or whatever it may be. I think also it's like this time of year for them, it's like, it's content.
I get it. Spread it out. Content. Yeah, but I'm also like, dude, if you have the whole thing, like you're just put it out.
Cowards, put it out.
You cowards.
Yeah.
Cowards. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us in the live chat tonight. If you have not done it yet, hit the thumbs up and subscribe. I do have a poll question. My favorite poll question after the schedule has been released.
Oh, God.
How many wins for the Sacramento Kings? The range I have is 41 to 45.
Okay.
45 to 50.
Uh-huh.
50 plus or under 41. Ooh. By the end of this podcast, Morgan, I just want you to, you don't have to make some bold prediction, but be like, you know what? At the moment, I'm kind of feeling in this range.
This is not going to sway me either way. The schedule will not sway me how I feel either way. Question, where was Vegas at?
Vegas, I think, is at 46.5 wins for the over-under. Which,
something else I don't give a shit about what they say.
Okay. But I mean, they usually are in a good ballpark.
What did they say for the Kings last year?
I don't
36
remember.
And a half?
No. That was a couple of years ago.
Oh, that was a couple. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. When they were way low.
It was still, I feel whenever it was super low. Oh, you're right. That was the playoff year. I think it was 36 and a half. And then they ended up doing whatever they ended up doing that year. I can't remember. Everything blends together. Like
they
I
won
said,
48 games, and last year they won 46.
Yeah.
And remember the play-in game against New Orleans?
Oh yes, last year that's how it all ended. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, I guess my point is like, yeah, you guess what you can, and that's why with like you said with Vegas, sure they have all these different ways of going about it, but like, it boggles my mind because I'm not a gambler, I'm not a bettor, any of those things.
Same.
It boggles my mind that people like bet on these things, that people like throw away their money. It just gives me the ick.
46 and a half.
Sorry, Vegas.
Yeah. Well, the Sacramento Kings will open their season October 24th against the Minnesota T-Wolves. Yeah. That's a game that I think everyone wants to know about. It's like, who are you playing in that first game?
Sure.
That's a really fun first game.
Absolutely.
Minnesota coming to town. I thought the Kings played well against them. By the way, we're not going to go every game and go, hey, you know what? Okay, game two. I think the purpose of tonight is to point out a couple of things on the schedule, get your feelings about
where we're at.
Sure. We'll talk some Christmas Day games, opening night, all that stuff. I love that opener. And I'm getting breaking news at this hour.
Shit, what's that? Oh,
I'm getting breaking news.
It's weird. I think I'm only...
Is this true? Give me that. Yeah. Wow. October 23rd, Wednesday night.
Oh.
The night before Kings T-Wolves, downtown Sacramento, Deuce and Mo, a live show scheduled to take place at Harlow's? Ticket details to come.
Yay!
Oh my.
Okay.
Wow.
That.
Wow. What a way to kick off the season. Anyway, that's a one note. That's a cool scheduling note.
No,
huh?
It really is. And I don't, it's not just because I'm a part of it that it makes me really excited. But like, I loved our live show the first year that we did it. Ugh. And this year we decided to do one. We're going to do one before the season starts.
Yeah. Why? Because last year in my head, I was like, hey, you know, every year before the playoffs, we'll do a live show. Like the night before, like we did when they made the playoffs a couple of years ago. And then last year, it's like, oh, they're playing? They're not going to make it? I'm like, no. We have to do something before the season. Yep. And maybe we do one before the playoffs this year, for sure. But we want to kick off the season the right way. So there's our scheduling note for you guys. October 23rd, details to come.
Details to come, because I know it did sell out in less than 10 minutes the first time around. And as awesome that as that would be, there are going to be more seats, but not too many more. So as soon as we get details, we will let you know.
So super excited about that. And then the very next night, we got Kings Wolves opening night. So the Kings play 5 of their first 7 games on the road, by the way. Does that do anything for you? 5 of the first 7 games on the road, but it's not a terrible road trip. I think on that road trip, they end up having Utah, Atlanta, Toronto, Miami. Before that, after they open with the Minnesota T-Wolves, they play the Lakers on the road. But yeah, here's my big picture take on the schedule in general.
Oh, okay, please.
Has a team at the end of an NBA season ever come out and go, look, man, we had a really, really good team. I just think the schedule was too hard, so we didn't make it. It doesn't happen. But there are some intriguing aspects of the schedule every single year.
Absolutely. And especially it changes over time, right? When you get toward the end of a year and you're like, holy shit, we're actually playing some really good teams down the stretch. And ultimately, sure, you can reflect back and go, wow, we had a really tough schedule down the stretch. But most of the times, you're not even going to know that in October when you start playing. And that's where I get like, I just get more excited. I'm a type A personality.
You like to plan things out. You like to know what's coming. You like to know what's scheduled, but you don't know what's coming. And yes, so much can change. You're probably wondering, Deuce, what are some things you look for when the schedule comes out?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
Deuce, what are some things that you look for when the schedule comes out?
Wow. That's
great question.
It's a deep question.
Great question.
Think about that. Wow. For me, honestly.
Oh, yes.
Opening night.
Okay.
And then I'm into like returns. Who's coming back?
Can I ask really quick? Yeah. Why does opening night like
does, it's the start of it?
It doesn't matter who it would be against.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think there's a little you want to see, are they playing on national TV opening night? Because that means you've kind of arrived. If you're playing on national TV on your opening night, the league looks at you as like one of the marquee.
Okay.
They're not. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But they're also, you look at who are they playing? Dude, those are two good teams going at it.
Yeah.
The Wolves are really good and the Kings. So I think that's kind of fun. That's why I look at opening night.
I'm with
and
you.
I just care. You know, if the league is scheduling Kings Blazers, you know, they're like, we'll just get this game over with.
Wasn't that last year?
I couldn't tell you what opening night was.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
you
remember.
You usually have some really good memory.
Yeah, I know. And I'm blanking right
Ooh,
now.
Ooh, I love it. Stuffed. Okay. Okay, so now go on.
The next thing I get intrigued with, homecomings, like guys coming back.
Oh, I know.
So you this love year, that. Davion Mitchell. Davion Mitchell is returning with the Raptors early November, November 6th. He comes back to Sacramento. Harrison Barnes comes back December 1st with the Spurs.
Yep.
He'll get a good ovation.
Absolutely.
For sure. And then, you know, one that I think people do care about still is Tyrese Haliburton returning.
Yeah.
December 22nd, he returns to Sacramento. Back-to-back games where they go Indiana at 3 p.m., the next day, the Lakers 3 p.m.
Ah.
Both games at home. Anyway, Tyrese did not play in Sacramento last year.
No.
He was out. It was right after Siakam trade. Siakam wasn't there either, so this would be the first opportunity to see both of those guys play in Sacramento. Of course, Sabonis playing against his former team. So I was intrigued by... I'm looking at homecomings first.
Okay.
Now, this year specifically...
Yeah, I mean, those are also this year specifically.
No, but I'm seeing every year, like an opening night and homecoming.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this year specifically, you have another angle.
I was kind of curious to see how many national TV games they got.
Oh, okay.
So I don't include NBA TV. Some people do.
Damn.
If you include NBA TV, it's 11. I don't, because TNT, ESPN, and so many more households. Everyone thinks national TV, it's TNT, ESPN, /ABC. Sacramento last year was scheduled to have 11 games between ESPN and TNT.
Okay.
This year, that number has dropped to 6.
That's, I mean, it makes sense.
Good.
Yeah.
I was wondering how you were feeling about that. Yeah. Because some people go, this is disrespect.
No.
And I think the counter that you hear is, well, why do the Lakers get so many games?
I mean, they're forever going to get so many games with not only having LeBron James on their squad, but there's still this market where they are the Los Angeles Lakers and they draw people, which I don't agree. I don't agree with a lot of things NBA Today does with who they talk about all the times, but they're like, these are the people that get us clicks and views and all these things. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. It's a disservice to the actual league. Like, okay, you should be talking about, no, you should be. But when it comes to like national games, also I'm a little biased because if it's a national game, I most likely get to work and then I can make some money. Give me my money, you know?
When it's a national game, you get to work? You don't?
No, when it's a national, when it's not a national game, I actually get to work. Give me my money.
You're so hip, man.
Yeah. So anyway.
Boom! See, I'm hip too. No one's going to get
this.
We
should have gone down every single game and gone boom or doom. Stupid. This family on that is viral.
People know this family.
Okay, great. I'm so glad the Costco
family. We're
going to
go over every national TV game. Boom or doom.
Yeah. So
January 16th, Kings, Rockets, TNT, boom or doom.
Boom. Really? And I don't know. Okay. They really don't explain anything either. They just say boom or doom. It's very generic and basic. But going back to the national games, the Kings only having 6 this year, I don't think it's an insult. I don't think it's anything.
No, it's not. Here's the reality. You didn't make the playoffs last year. And I know the counter to that is, well, what about the Warriors? Yeah, I understand that. Steph Curry.
Yep.
And
no matter
whether
what.
We like it or not, when the league is putting together these national schedules, they have to work, they have to collaborate with the networks.
Yep.
ESPN, TNT. And you know what those people want? They want the draw. Who's drawn? Oh, an LA team? LeBron's still in the league? For as long as LeBron and Steph are in the league, they are going to be on national TV more than maybe you think they should be based on where their teams are at. Even if the Warriors miss the playoffs again this year, Steph Curry is still going to be on TV a lot. And LeBron James is still going to be on TV a lot.
I don't agree with it, but also I am someone that loves NBA League Pass and I love listening to other broadcasts. So I just get to listen to a variety. Again, I'm watching everything, so I don't really care. But I understand from the respect factor of it all.
So the six national TV games, we don't have to boom or doom them, okay? January 16th is the first one. They've got the Rockets on TNT.
Okay.
January 22nd, Kings Warriors on ESPN. Both those games in Sacramento. The next two national TV games, the first one on ESPN March 9th against the Clippers, and then March 13th against the Golden State Warriors. Kings actually play a back-to-back the next night in Phoenix, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
March 25th, OKC, Kings in Sacramento on TNT. They play Boston the night before.
No, that's the second night of a back-to-back. Really?
Yeah. Come on, league. I thought you were changing that this year. And then the last one is April 9th, scheduled Denver in Sacramento on ESPN. So some really good teams, and most of those games are taking place in Sacramento. Here's the thing with the league, too, is when these national TV games are out, if the Kings exceed expectations, they get off to a hot start, which is very possible with the schedule that they have, potentially, the league could shift. They can also take away games, too. They have some flexibility. But, yes, the Kings play six games between TNT and ESPN and then another five on NBA TV, if you care about that. I feel like most fans, it's funny, I feel like a lot of fans in Sacramento, they probably just watch on NBC Sports California. But getting games on the national networks, like, it is a respect thing, right? It, like, that's what it is. It's like, oh, 100%. We're here. And if you don't get it, it's like, oh, yeah.
100%. And I think that is how a lot of fan bases around the league feel. I mean, I know I have felt like that all of my life with the Sacramento Kings. When they were finally having these good moments or these good, whatever it may be. And then I was like, the disrespect, small market, all the things. And then finally when they showed up and made the playoffs, I was kind of hoping like, would we even maybe see a Christmas Day game?
You know, that was like, so fun to think about for a second.
All the things.
I think the league missed the boat on that. I think Kings Warriors Christmas was a missed opportunity last year, especially with how many times the two teams played.
Agreed.
In the first like month and a half of the season.
And now this year they did not earn or deserve a Christmas Day game at all whatsoever. And so it's like now they're back in line trying to work their way back there.
Sure, but Victor Wembanyama deserved one. The Spurs with their 22 whatever
it's,
wins.
It's Victor Wembanyama. No.
I know. We'll talk about the Christmas Day schedule in a bit. So yeah, I look at the national TV games. The other thing I was really interested in this year, when they were playing the Pelicans, because dude, that is hanging over you. And this Pelicans team is much different, right? Valanciunas is gone, Dyson Daniels, Najee Marshall, Larry Nance Jr. They add DeJounte Murray. They're a different team. I'm not sure they're as good. They've got the whole BI thing that's hanging over them too with his contract situation, but there's no denying their talent. There's no denying that they've absolutely dominated the Kings. They beat them six times last year in six opportunities. So I'm like, ooh, when's the first matchup? And I'm like, oh, cool. February 8th in Sacramento.
Is that far into the season? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, when's the next one? February 12th in New Orleans.
No.
Oh, interesting. When's the next one? February 13th in New Orleans.
No.
So, Morgan, they play the Pelicans three times in less than a week before the All-Star break. So you can boom or doom.
No. You know what's so funny? There's not much I care about.
You care about that one, don't you?
I'm triggered. I'm traumatized by what happened. And yeah, like that could be a lot. Different teams, two different teams, just trauma. All I feel is like that could be a lot of losing.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, it's part of a difficult stretch for Sacramento. You like my typed out notes I did?
Yeah. What?
Last year I hand wrote them and I was like, I don't like that. So I typed it up and then I added my shitty handwriting on top with highlights.
And some highlighter. Good job.
I wrote down the holy shit stretch for me is before the break. Oh. January 22nd through February 13th. They play 10 of 13 on the road. 10 of 13 on the road.
Yikes.
And not easy. You know, I mentioned the New Orleans games, right? The three times in a week.
Yeah.
So in between that first matchup and the next two, they go at Dallas. So think about that. The last four games before the break, New Orleans, Dallas, New Orleans, twice.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, different teams. But at the same time, if you look at what was produced by these squads last year, you go, okay, it's going to be hard.
They're going to smack them around this year.
Oh, they are so much confidence.
They may win all
all three.
Ooh, stop.
One of my things I get caught up in sometimes, and I'm a hypocrite, no doubt about it.
Facts.
You don't know where he's going with this, so why are you agreeing with this already?
That you're a hypocrite, just in general.
And what? Please, an example.
I'll name some later. Go on.
Thanks. Because I love looking at the schedule, and I start looking at him. I'm like, you could see a win here, and then when other people bring it up, I'm like, dude, we don't even know what these teams look like in March. How are we going to even talk about this? How difficult this trip is? Like, what are you doing? It's way, way too far out. Like, relax. But at the same time, I do it.
So that was going to be part of my hypocrite example, because I remember you talking about it today, what some people were saying and putting out there. And then I knew. And then I'm like, well, then why are we doing a podcast when you're doing the same exact thing?
Got it. Can I note this?
Yeah, note it.
The Kings have 2 6-game road trips. One is during that tough stretch I was talking about where they play 10 of 13. The first road trip is really hard. Oh, God. On paper hard. You ready for this?
Okay.
Denver. New York. Brooklyn, Philly, OKC, and Minnesota.
Yeah, on paper and probably on the floor, but
paper at the end of the season. They also, toward the end of the year, have a 6-game road trip.
Okay.
This is March 28th through April 7th. Orlando?
Okay.
Playoff team?
Yeah.
Indiana?
Okay.
Washington, Charlotte, Cleveland, Detroit. You got Washington, Charlotte, and Detroit at the end of the season.
You say that, but what That's happened good. Last year?
Why are you bringing that up? It's a fair point.
Yeah.
I think, too, when you look at that, is it like the Kings had so many of those games last year.
Yes.
And every time you walk into a season, even if you have a good team, like I think we all think the Kings are going to be good next year, right?
Yeah.
It could be a good team.
Good team.
How good? We can have that debate. You're going to lose a couple of games you shouldn't lose. You're going to lose a game. You're like, really? You lost to Washington? And you're going to win some that you were like, we probably shouldn't have won. Like, sure. I can't believe we won that game on the second night of a back-to-back.
Sports.
The problem is the Kings had so many of the, you shouldn't lose those games.
And not only was it because of the opponent, it was because of everything that is like the small margin of error you had as a team in the Western Conference and how important those wins were, even especially more so than going up against the Celtics and beating them on the biggest stage or whatever it may be. It's like those were the games that you're just supposed to get done so you make sure that you can get better and better in this Western Conference so then you didn't have to deal with what you dealt with last year at the end.
I still wonder what that was. And throughout a course of a season, you're going to have moments where you're just not good. Like, one, you're just not going to be good some nights.
Sure.
But I also think there are so many of those where you're like, were you guys just overlooking? Were you not good enough? But then they beat some good teams, so it was really confusing.
It was.
Yeah.
But I think, I think maybe athletes out there, I don't know. Again, we're not NBA players. It's a whole different level.
Could be.
Okay.
If I wanted
it's
to
a me. Whole different life as a professional athlete, all the things. But when it's a season that is this long, I do question if some people don't have the right mentality or mindset going into some of these games. And it's not even like I'm questioning the effort of this team. Like that is triggering because that's what I felt like for so many years with the Sacramento Kings when it was like, I'm not trying to put them under the bus, but you know, like Boogie and John Salmons and Thompson.
Some random names.
Yeah. But I remember feeling that being like, oh my God, this is such gross basketball. I never felt that last year, but also like you have to have the same mindset. Like you're going into a game against the Boston Celtics.
So that looks like a stretch at the end of the season that may not be too bad. They also have a 7-game homestand. That is coming up in March 17th through the 27th, when they go Memphis, Cleveland, Chicago, then Milwaukee, Boston, OKC, and then Portland.
Okay.
So kind of a mixed bag there, but not easy at all. We're going to talk more about the March in a second because that one is very daunting. I know you got irritated by the fact that the Kings are playing the Pelicans 3 times in less than a week.
Yeah.
That actually happens in December, too, when they play the Lakers like 3 times in between the 19th and 28th.
That doesn't hurt me as bad.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, even when we saw them play the Warriors 6 times before December 1st last year, I'm exaggerating, but I think it really was something insane because of preseason basketball too.
I think it was before November 30th. Yes.
Dear God. Yeah. So it was a lot. And I remember finally, like the last couple, it was like, okay, I want to see this team like compete against a different team. You give me those three against the Lakers. It gives you those opportunities to be in those situations where you can have that experience of, okay, if you win the first game, it's sometimes harder to make adjustments in the second, but all these things, all these, whatever skill sets, whatever that you can learn throughout games that when you're playing the same team for when it is playoff time. Does that make sense?
It does.
I put that in a very long and awful sentence.
I got it. Yeah. Playing teams multiple times, like playing a playoff series, the adjustments.
Wow. Yeah. If I had said it like that, say this in 60 seconds.
Oh, man. Someone in the chat was asking when the Kings play the Dallas Mavericks. I think the first matchup might be December 30th, if I'm not mistaken. That'll be intriguing to see that, too. Yeah. So, big picture wise of the schedule, the other thing that I looked at, that Lakers game, I mentioned the 3 p.m. Did I mention Lakers, Pacers back to back? I hate that.
You did,
yeah, I
did
when I was talking about the Pacers. Yeah. March. Let's talk about March. March is typically very interesting.
Every year.
It's in previous years, it's been really home heavy.
Or it just feels jam-packed.
Well, it is jam-packed. I think they have 17 games that month.
It's so aggressive. And, like, how is any... Two things. How is anyone supposed to survive? But also, like, even if you're not working the games or playing the games, but you are a fan of the game...
It's exhausting.
Like, that's...
Emotional.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, well. Deal with it.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I want to run through some of these, and I want you guys in the comments or in the chat or in the comments after or email, if you think this was going way overboard, please let me know.
Okay.
Because I just realized if I'm reading the games in March of 2025, this is like sicko stuff that most people are like, we don't know. Houston,
okay.
Dallas, Denver on the road. Then they've got San Antonio. They play the Clippers, Knicks back-to-back. Later in the week, they got Warriors, Suns back-to-back. Then that Memphis, Cleveland, Chicago, Milwaukee, Boston, OKC, Portland, Orlando, Indiana. That's a tough schedule.
No, but here's this. It's a good basketball league.
You're right.
You know?
You're right, Mark. You made me feel better. It's a good league. every night looks like it's going to be a tough night. I do think the Kings have some games early in the schedule, the on-paper schedule that you're like, I like. Okay. Can I tell you about early?
You're going to. So, yeah.
Let's look at, like, can we do, like, first 10, 15?
Are you being serious?
Okay.
You are sick. You're sick.
Yeah.
You're sick.
Okay. Just what? Real fast. So, no.
You're
hear
still
me
doing
out.
It.
Just hear me out. Minnesota and the Lakers. Like, that's an interesting way to start. But then you have Portland, Utah. Win-win.
You're going to... No, we're not. We're but not going to go over favor. W's and L's. No.
You're going to be... Okay, can I just read you some of the opponents? We don't have to...
You're going to, okay. So do it!
All right. Portland, Utah, back-to-back. Atlanta, Toronto.
Stop whispering.
Miami after that. Then home for Toronto. They could start like 7-1. I just think there's a fair... And then you look ahead. You got Utah again that month. You got the Spurs. The Hawks again. And the Nets. And the Blazers again. In the first month of the year. We may be looking at the stand... Or looking down
Stop.
The stands.
Like, who's... How are you even there?
Give me a hell yeah!
And how many of those teams have like a coaching change or something different with their team? You know what I mean?
I don't give a shit, man.
I'm just saying, like, we're sitting here knowing every single thing that has gone down with the Sacramento Kings, how we feel about this, and yeah. this, the internal development of so-and-so and the addition of this, whatever, maybe. But with other teams... Like, sometimes we just look at them and what they were last year.
Yes, yeah. No, I think that's... We all get caught up in that.
We do.
That's why we go, the Pelican, never going to beat the Pelican. See what happened last year. It's a new year, man.
It's a new
year. A lot
year.
Could change in the league. Appreciate the live crowd, by the way. Hit the thumbs up and subscribe.
Thank
Appreciate
you guys.
You guys being here. We'll update the poll question in a second, too. What were some other things I want to talk about with the schedule? Go ahead, Morgan.
NBA Cup?
NBA Cup. Yeah, the NBA Cup games... Do you like the name of the change? Because it was NBA in season tournament last year.
It was way too long.
Yeah.
The IST. Oh, and it was IST. Like,
what's
it
mean? The IST?
Like, don't get that. Love NBA Cup. Congratulations. Good job. And I loved how it worked out last year, too.
So the NBA Cup, I like their chances to get to the Vegas.
Jesus. Well, what? That's where you're going with this? I was just like, oh, yeah, in general. But you're okay. No, please. Do you have the games or something?
November 15th against Minnesota. That game in Sacramento. The next Friday, they go at the Clippers. The Friday after that, at Portland. And then the final NBA Cup game for their group against the Houston Rockets, December 3rd in Sacramento.
When was Golden State?
No, Golden State's not in that stretch. They're not in that group. Their group's Minnesota, the Clippers, the Blazers. In Houston.
Wait, did they change the groups?
Yeah.
Okay,
man,
yeah.
It's different.
Thank you.
Every year's different.
That's what I just say. Thank
it's
you.
NBA
just
Cup,
get,
man.
Get me there. Get yeah. me there. Appreciate yeah. it. Okay.
Thanks for the reminder in the chat, too. Another interesting wrinkle from Amar. The A's are going to be playing baseball in Sacramento yes. next year. And my guy Tim in our Discord brought it up. And go, oh, I want to see like what games are playing the same day. And he pointed this out. April 9th. 11th and 13th, the end of the season, the Kings and A's will be playing games the same day in Sacramento. We don't know what time those games are going to be yet.
Yeah.
But maybe one of them, you got a little day A's game going into a Kings game.
Dude.
And I know there's going to be like some A's fans from Oakland who are Kings fans. What do you mean? You can't support this.
Validated.
Dude,
we get it.
I get it. I yes. get it. I yes. also, yeah. It's worth noting, okay?
Yeah.
The A's are going to be in Sacramento next year. Breaking news.
And it's, I mean, if you are a lifelong Sacramentan, it's just, it's cool that multiple professional teams are going to be in Sacramento. Yeah. And again, not because of the way that everything went down and happened, blah, blah, blah.
Like, oh, you mean John Fisher running the A's into the ground
being
for the
a dick,
better part
yeah.
of 20 plus years?
For so, yeah. 100%.
Or if you really want to go way back, the Giants with the territorial rights.
Ooh.
And they're like, hey, if we're going to stay in San Francisco and not move to Tampa Bay, then we want rights to this area, the Bay Area, and no one else can. And the A's wanted to build a stadium before in San Jose and Fremont, blah, 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 blah. And the Giants went, no, that's our territory. And MLB said, yeah, that's fair. That's why we're here where we are now. And unfortunately, John Fisher ran him into the ground, and I hate what he did. Reality is they're leaving, it seems, and it sucks. But they're going to be in Sacramento next year, so it was worth noting.
Yeah.
two teams gonna be playing the same day.
Yeah. And anyway, again, in Sacramento. That's cool.
So that's going to be really interesting too. God, there's something else I wanted to mention, Morgan, with the NBA schedule. I've got Christmas games I wanted to get to. NBA opening night. Do you like the openers? Knicks, Celtics, the Celtics defending champions. Mm-hmm. Wolves, Lakers opening night. Surprised you a little bit. No Mavs, who made it to the NBA finals last year.
Yeah, why would
OKC,
they?
OKC maybe.
They got a Christmas game though, right? Yeah.
Christmas Day games. If you want the Christmas Day I games, do. You got the Spurs and Knicks, the Wolves and Mavs, Sixers, Celtics, Lakers, Warriors, Nuggets, Suns, no OKC. By the way, Oklahoma City had the best record in the West last year. I know. I
would we have more fun with it being Warriors Mavs? Or are they trying to be like, hey, we got to make sure the matchup makes
like
a little bit
matchup.
More sense?
Okay. I like that matchup. Okay. And no, because the league was 100% going to do LeBron stuff. They are going to probably do that every year until those guys are gone, especially now with what happened in the Olympics with those two. It's like, oh, let's have them go head to head.
And that's going to, oh my God, they're going to use so much of that footage, the photos, the storylines, the angles. Wow. You got a whole show already done out for you.
Yeah. But opening night, Knicks, Celtics, Wolves, Lakers. They put LeBron on opening night.
Makes sense.
I think the league just understands like this, any of the next couple of years could be LeBron's final years and we are going to miss him. So we have to make sure that we keep going.
And by the way, I am totally okay with that because I think there's so many times in this league when we talk about these people and you go, okay, well, you're going to appreciate them more when they're gone. Yep. You know, like you just don't take it for granted right now. And you're seeing this guy in the Olympics and the way that he's so explosive at this age.
39 years old.
So dominant. It's just like, this is insane. This is greatness. And yeah, I do want to watch it, but I also want to see him be great. I don't want to see him, you know, rest. I don't want to see him hurt. I want to see him be great.
He's unbelievable. I know what he is.
I know.
It's insane to see what he has been able to do for this long. The longevity, where's the decline? Yeah, he's missed more games for sure, but he's still LeBron. It's crazy.
And we haven't even, which it's good that we haven't talked about it, but I love that we haven't even been talking about every single time the angle of like JJ Redick because as much as I can sit here and say it shouldn't be about him, how many times that is going, the broadcasters are going to talk about it. It's going to be the angle, blah, blah, blah. I get that. Or they're going to shit on him as soon as the Lakers do bad. They're going to praise him too much if he does well. It's just going to be so much that I'm so glad that right now we're talking about the basketball side of things of just LeBron and his greatest.
Yeah, I think NBA fans will never be happy with how the mainstream networks like ESPN cover the league. They're just not going to be. But I think nowadays, the great thing is you have so many people who do basketball content, whether it's an independent level or different shows, that you can
find it.
You can get that elsewhere. And the quality is still good. Like right here with Deuce and Mo. Hey, how you doing? I remember the thing I was going to get to. Back-to-backs. Some other notes. The Sacramento Kings play 16 back-to-backs this year, which is tied for most in the NBA.
Okay.
The fewest played 13 in the NBA. So the range is 13 to 16 back-to-backs, but not all back-to-backs are created equal.
Ooh.
The Kings actually play 5 back-to-backs at home. We're talking about home back-to-backs. It happens 5 times this year. They've got a couple of back-to-backs that I call California back-to-backs.
Oh,
they stay in California, man. They're
great.
I'm staying. Yeah.
Yeah, what are they?
And then they've got one against the same team, the Pelicans. So same city, same team. So, okay, it's a back-to-back, but you're not traveling. And then you've got the other ones that are traditional back-to-backs in different cities.
Yeah, and at home.
That's a lot. I feel like 5 home back-to-backs is a lot. It's actually, I'll be honest, home back-to-backs, my least favorite back-to-backs, selfishly, because it means back-to-back late nights.
That's a great point.
Because we're alive after every game, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. And now I'm already hurting. Gotta sign up for therapy.
Okay. So chat, we went over some interesting nuggets in the schedule. I think we fit on all the angles. Now the poll question is out there. I wanted to get to see what the latest update is. How many wins for the Kings this year?
Oh.
41 to 45, 45 to 50, 50 plus or under 41. 57% of the people who voted tonight say 50 plus wins. What? 32% say 45 to 50, and 10% say 41 to 45. 2% say under 41.
When we've done our King's Roundtable with some guys, obviously within this community, I feel like they were all kind of around that same number or that same idea, that optimism of 50 plus.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very possible. It's doable, I should say. I think they've been close to 50 the last couple of years. They won 48 the first year, stepped back by a couple last year. We know how good the West is. No disputing that, but they were close. I think the Kings got better. I got to be honest, and this is, I'm sure you could probably find a clip of me saying this exact sentence the last like 6 years.
What?
I get the sense, and maybe not so much last year, I get the sense that maybe Sacramento is being overlooked a bit this year. I think them making the playoffs 1 year and then missing last year, I'm not sure, not only from a media standpoint, a fan standpoint outside Sacramento, but even I think maybe other teams go, yeah, they're good, but they're, and I think last year they weren't being overlooked. People were like, oh shit, we got to be on our game. And then the Kings weren't as good, missed some shots. DeMar DeRozan is awesome. DeMar DeRozan is a bucket.
Yep.
And then we did like a defensive breakdown. We're like, he's not terrible defensively. No. He defends bigger guys pretty well. He's not a lockdown guy. I just think the addition of DeMar DeRozan is going to do wonders for De'Aaron, for Doma, for everybody.
Yeah. And I think if anyone wanted to point out like something like the age, 35-year-olds are not all created equally. I mean, it's the same thing as like he's not LeBron James, but we're seeing so many future Hall of Fame players play well into their late 30s and still make a huge impact on the floor. And DeMar DeRozan, we've gone over his numbers and his stats over the years, over his career, so many times. And you see it never take this dip in his 30s. In fact, you're seeing so many things go up because he is a student of the game and loves to get better and better. And I just think with the type of player that he is, you ultimately do have to take a step back and go like, doesn't that make the Kings that much better? But I still understand why people around the league might sleep on the Sacramento Kings. I think it's been the same, but a lot of it has to do with the same narratives. Like, oh, Domas Sabonis, you'll never be a good enough defensive team if he's in the middle, like that narrative. And then Keegan Murray, like, what are you expecting from him? You know, like, what do you want to see from him? What is he going to do? Keon Ellis just had this fantastic year of saying, I'm here, but what is that going to mean in a second year for him consistently in the NBA? You know, like, there's these question marks. So I think, one,
yeah,
it's fine people sleeping on them.
And I'm not even complaining about it. I'm just saying I think they are a little bit. And I think they've got some decent depth. They still have some problems with size. That did not just get solved, right? But they also had problems offensively last year. And I think maybe the outside perspective was like, no, the Kings were an offensive juggernaut. They were just as good. You know, the league got better, but they were just as good. And it's like, no, like they dipped last year. And then when the injuries happened to Herter and Monk, they dipped even more. And you're wondering who else was going to step up, who's going to create. And you saw Keegan become more aggressive. But, you know, in big games, you're like, who's going to go ahead and take over? You had one guy, it's De'Aaron Fox. And now you look around, if the Kings are healthy, you see, wow, what DeMar DeRozan can do as a scorer, but as a playmaker, as a passer, and the pressure that's going to take off De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. Maybe that can help him even more defensively. I think De'Aaron's got all defensive potential. What Keegan Murray can do with some more space out there, because those guys are going to command legit defenders on them.
And then the low risk moves within the depth, right? Like even that alone, I think, and I put there low risk because sure, you want the best of the best there. You want to keep making sure that you are upgrading your depth and your bench and your roster, all the things. But sometimes you can only do so much, not only if you're in a small market or if you can only do things through free agency. Like there's so many elements, so many angles to it. And I feel like they did make upgrades, but I'm like, what are these upgrades actually going to produce and look like? And that's where one of my other question marks.
You made a good move in bringing back Malik Monk. He's going to be on a revenge tour, especially after what happened. And I think Herter can be better.
I agree.
I mean, I know he can be better. Will he? That's going to be the question. But he's got the ability to do it. I think they've got some decent depth in this in the West. When you compare them to other teams, you're like, they've got pieces and guys that can definitely do damage. And now it's about, all right, what's the rotation going to be like? And then, hey, if Devin Carter can come back later in the year after maybe the All-Star break, maybe.
I haven't even included him in my mind like, because I'm like,
that could help. So for me, if I were to put a range, my range is not technically on there. I would say 48 to 52.
Okay.
I like that range, but 50 seems like when I hear 50, I don't go, I have to really sell myself. I think they could win 50 plus.
Okay.
You know, they have dynamic scores. Their defense did get better last year. I think you're the one area that's questionable, and I think we just like to assume it's going to be better. But last year, the 3-point shooting wasn't as good. Keegan dropped, Herter dropped, Monk probably wasn't good enough. Lyles was kind of up and down at times. They need Keegan to have like a bounce back. Maybe not what he was his rookie year. You need Herter to be able to knock him down. Fox to still kind of make him like he did last year. And if you can get that, Keon was pretty good too for three. Sabonis could just knock down take three to four a game.
And you know what I like when you're talking about these guys too? We're not talking about people or players where it's like they just lost it or they never had it and you're just hoping that they can find it this year. I think these names, these players that you've mentioned have all had it in this league and have found their spark in their ways. And I think sometimes when you do rely on internal growth within a team and in individual growth, there can be something that comes out of it, even just from the confidence that a team sometimes has in a player. And if it's not there, then you got to be aggressive with the way that you do make changes. And we finally saw a little bit more of that in this offseason as well.
We're going to be dropping a DeMar DeRozan offensive video soon, too. That's another thing that's going to be on our YouTube page at youtube.com/@DusaAndMo. So, Morgan, with the win range that I have on this poll question, is there one that you're kind of like leaning toward at this one? 41 to 45, 45 to 50, or are you at the 50 plus?
I'm like at the 48 mark. So like, I guess the 45 to 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You feel good about that.
I feel good about 48 wins, which I think is very encouraging. I think I'm very positive for saying that out loud.
No, I'm... Do you need some affirmation for saying that out loud?
Yes, because everyone gives me shit. Like, I'm the negative one. And it's like, no.
No, I think some people look at you as the one that doesn't really want to, like, make a prediction. Like, and it's fine.
But you've said this to me before, too. And you're like, I think you're scared to make a prediction and be wrong. I don't give a shit if I'm wrong. I don't give a shit. But what I do, like, it is truly my, when I take a step back, my analysis of a team, it's just, you look at how sports are played and I'm just very rational in my thinking. And it's just, I'm not a gambler. I'm not a bettor. So why are you forcing me to pick a color, to pick a number? Okay. Huh?
48 games, by the way, last year would have had the Kings in the play-in still. That's what's crazy about it is like, that's good. But 48 was play-in.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's been mentioned that 50, if you get 50 plus, you're in the top six. And that's where you want to be. You're like,
absolutely.
I said it last year, and I know it was fun, like beating the Warriors in the play-in. What a moment. But then like 2 days later, you go to New Orleans and got your asses kicked. I just don't want to do the play-in thing. It's too stressful. One game, especially with what the Kings had to do last year, which was win two just to get in. They didn't do it. Avoid that goddamn play-in game. Get into the top six and hopefully you get a good matchup and let's have some fun. I'm juiced for the season. The DeMar DeRozan thing, like even today the Kings put out some social media posts and it had like Sabonis, Fox, and DeRozan on it. And it was like the first time I think I've seen them all together on a graphic like that. And I went, oh shit, man, that's a squad.
Dude.
Like if I was from another city, I'd be like, that's a squad.
Is that what you would
say? That's a good trio.
I like it. I don't think it's just like my biases either. Like I think if I saw that trio around the league, I would be like, all right, what can you do with that trio?
I think the biggest question some have would be the spacing of it. De'Aaron took a step with this 3-point shooting. Some didn't love he was taking so many threes last year, but he shot at a 37% mark. Not bad. I could definitely agree that I would love to see him put it on the floor more, get to the mid-range. But DeMar DeRozan, he can still space the floor. Like, spacing sometimes isn't just like shooting the ball from three. If DeRozan's got the ball on the perimeter, he is going to be guarded. Even if you don't look at him as a 3-point shooter, although he's taken more, you have to guard him.
Yep.
You have to guard him, because if you play off, he's going to get to a spot and he's going to take that mid-range, or he's going to pump fake you and he's going to get you on one of the 8 pump fakes he does. He's so crafty. He plays the game at his speed.
But it's just like you said, if you're playing off of him, he's going to attack your body. Yep. You know, he's going to attack the defender either way. Like, it's not... It doesn't matter. He's long. He's big. He can still get to his spot in those situations. So, yeah, no, I think that being a concern for a lot of people is very interesting. But again, it's because people are just in that wait and see period of like, well, what will it look like? What will Keegan, how many shots will Keegan take? I understand all the questions, and we will find out very soon.
You're going to bring us back full circle. Look at what the schedule did tonight.
What'd it do?
Just the schedule coming out, got us like talking, and it got me excited. It got me even more excited thinking about the season. We're that much closer to tip-off. September 30th is media day. October 1st, the start of training camp. Mm-hmm. First preseason game isn't long. After that, October 9th, against the Warriors. Crazy. Oh, side note, we are dropping another podcast next week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super excited about this. Me and if too. You guys have questions, too, you could submit them, deuceandmo@gmail.com. We are talking to a man, Gene Lee, who is the czar of NBA scheduling.
Yep.
He's a part of a team at the NBA league office that puts together the entire schedule from the national TV games. All the stuff that you guys like to talk about, the back-to-backs, right? Also, they made a point this year. No 4 games in 5 nights this year, which is great. Around the league, which is awesome. They've done all those little things. But anyway, the guy who has helped put this schedule together, he's going to join us on the podcast, and we're going to pepper him with questions.
I'm so excited to nerd out.
Just... How is it put together? What kind of computer system do you run? Yep. How do you handle arenas that are shared between hockey and all the concerts? How do you... deal with all the networks who are commanding.
Do people scream at you when they don't like
Do
something?
Do people yell at you when the schedule is not to their liking?
Yeah. Like, so we're just going to nerd out with him.
How long does it take? When do you start the process? So we're going to have that. That's going to be a lot of fun coming up next week. The next time we are scheduled to be live, by the way, August 29th for our members only stream that we do every month. If you want to be a part of that, you can go to patreon.com/deuceandmo. We'll be live for a members only stream August 29th, patreon.com/deuceandmo. Final thoughts, Morgan.
Cheers.
Cheers, because I feel like this
I love
is
that
kind
he just said final thoughts, yeah. But yeah, no, proceed. It's you. Yep, go on.
We're in mid-season form.
Yeah.
Cheers to the start of something new, huh?
That's your cheers?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
New schedule. It seems like we're getting closer. What are your final thoughts?
Oh, thank you so much. It's my turn. Final thoughts. Are you being serious?
I thought you were going to say, I thought you were going to say something like, I like your haircut, Deuce.
Oh, he really is interrupting again. Okay. Final thoughts for me. I am super excited about this season for so many different reasons, but I'm excited to kick off this season with another Deuce and Mo live show the night before the home opener. I mean, I know how I felt after the first live show. I'm excited for another. I'm excited to be with all of you. And I mean, that's another thing. We get to start hanging out once again all the time as soon as the season starts. So excited for all of it.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that too. My final thought, it was good to be live again. How sweet it is to be live again. Was that better than the first time?
How sweet it is to be live again.
So I have to go like, is like that.
How sweet it is to be live again.
And shout out to everyone for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Zach Mann says, Deuce, change your look, grow a mullet. Good morning from Singapore, by the way. RC, hey. What's up, man? Appreciate you guys so much. We love you guys, but we got to go.
Thanks for joining us on a random Thursday night. See ya!
Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.